First person we're going to do is Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Last name is Gallagher, G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R. Patient's date of birth is... /4/25/57. All the visitations are done today, which is the 20th, 3/20/24. Carol is a 65-year-old single woman who lives by herself. She has no kids. She smokes, doesn't drink. She has a 60-plus smoking history. Patient suffers from COPD, O2 dependency, chronic pain, DJD, leg pain, knee pain, and neuropathy, surgery, right knee surgery, allergy, penicillin. Family history, doesn't know what dad died of, mom died of old age. COVID immunization is, she did not receive any COVID immunization in the past. Social, she has done different odd jobs in the past. She has had a heavy history of smoking. She has a large skin cancer over her forehead, which she has refused to treatment for in the past. Review of system, shortness of breath, weakness, profound weight loss. She's lost at least 20 pounds in the past 3 months. Severe deconditioning, O2 dependency, uses a nebulizer on a regular basis. Medication, Tylenol number 3. Xanax 1 milligram up to 3 times a day. Neurontin 300 milligrams 3 times a day. Allergy, penicillin. Patient's vital signs, O2 sats 92% on 2 liters. Heart rate is 110. Respiratory rate is 22. Patient is a febrile. On exam, we have a 65-year-old woman who appears much older than stated age. Patient's heart tachycardic, lungs ronchi, Ralph, coarse breath sounds and wheezes, abdomen soft, TMs are clear, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa, dry, neurological, non-focal, lower extremity, severe muscle wasting. Here we have a 65-year-old woman with end-stage COPD, O2 dependency. Patient has bouts of bladder incontinence. Patient lives alone, but she has provider and other people in the home that check on her and cook for her and take care of her. She would not be able to live by herself. Because of her end-stage COPD, she has anxiety, air hunger, shortness of breath, significant weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, and muscle wasting. She's tachycardic, as you would expect at all times, as you would expect in someone with end-stage COPD, period. Patient overall prognosis is quite grave. Thank you.